Hello everyone. Today I will be telling you about the hornbill species of India. Hornbills are one of the most iconic birds of the world. Their peculiar beaks have multiple uses, including cracking hard shells. There are a total of about 7 species of hornbills found in India, and today we will be talking about 3 of them. I will be sure to supply plenty of links. So, let's start. Great Hornbill. Great hornbills or great pied hornbills are surely the most iconic hornbill species in the world. There are a few differences between male and females, one being that males have red irises while females have pale irises. This bird inhabits evergreen forests and can be seen frequently in the Western Ghats. This bird is a key part of the Ghats as it is a primary seed disperser. The great hornbill is a frugivore, meaning its diet consists mainly of fruits. The seeds from the fruits are then dispersed at various places in the forest. Let's see the distribution map. It is distributed mainly near the large forests, that is, in the Western Ghats and Assam. If we see the world map, it is also seen in Southeast Asia in large quantities. Let's go to our next species, the Indian grey hornbill. Indian grey hornbills are by far the most common hornbill species in India. Many of them you might have seen as their population has exploded recently, that is in the pandemic. They can frequently be seen in dense vegetation and parks where they feed on large fruiting trees. The grey hornbill can also be seen in Bangladesh. As said above, the bird inhabits parks and vegetation, but it can also be seen among scattered fig trees, yes, especially fig, and in areas of rural vegetation. Unlike the great hornbill, this bird also eats insects and mice along with the typical frugivore diet. The Indian grey hornbill strays from dense forests, arid and cold conditions. This seen through Assam, Ran of Kutch and Kashmir respectively. The difference between males and females is similar to the great hornbills. The males have red irises while the female pale ones. Now to our next species, the Narcondom hornbill. It is surely one of the most distinctive and unique hornbill species out there. It is seen only on the small island of Narcondom, an island in the vicinity of the larger Andaman and Nicobar Island. It even hosts the volcanic Narcondom Mountain. But where is it? Well, it's near the country of Myanmar. The topographical and geological conditions have allowed the creation of diverse organisms on Narcondom. It being an island, it has allowed unique evolution seen in the many weird and wonderful creatures of Narcondom. But what about the bird? It's not fair to give a single species the honor of ecosystem continuer, but I feel that is because the Narcondom hornbill and various other birds playing the role of seed disperser that carries the ecosystem on its shoulders. I will not be able to tell you much about the bird itself because of the deficient data. While researching Narcondom hornbills, I found them immensely interesting. I shall post another post focusing only on them soon. That's all for today, guys. Bye. Meet you next week.